Welcome to Powerfully You podcast with Dave and Linda McDowell.
Hello, this is Dave, and Linda is right here, my better half, or actually I say my better 90%, and we're ready to go. All right, Linda, I'll introduce. If you can see from our notes, by the way, let me start right now. Our call-in number is 646-787-1589. That's 646-787-1589. We'd love to hear from you. We were talking this past week, we're seeing love in a little different light. I think it's because where we are spiritually, and maybe we're growing and seeing things better than we have in the past. I think that's true for me. And I'm starting to really get a different, now I'm not changing any, definitions. I'm combining definitions is really what's happening to me. So Linda, this is one I hadn't even talked to you about. And that is what's happening for me is I'm seeing all three of the loves come together and work in unison. The agape, the eros, and the philia. And we'll get into that later. So that's my lead in. You want to jump in? You ready? Or you want me to keep going?
No, I'm ready as I'm going to be.
All right.
Sometimes you kind of come on here and we're just totally off the cuff. Well, so you don't know what you're going to get sometimes. Well, I just think the title being Radical Love is that sometimes in life, in society, to really love somebody and to be vulnerable, even to love your neighbor, sometimes radical. To love somebody that you don't know, to love somebody the way that Jesus loved.
That's the key.
Yeah, it's really radical in today's world because I don't feel like we love. We judge and we do other things, but to really love somebody, the Corinthians love is patient, kind,
it's a tough measure.
To love like that is very radical.
So for me, what's happening is I go back to the Sermon on the Mount and I look at that. Then I go to 1 Corinthians and I think about that. And then I go to James and other places and I'm seeing something for me now that God's using to help me see if it's real love, it costs.
Mm-hmm.
It costs you something. Now, maybe it costs you time. Maybe it cost you heartache. Maybe you had to be vulnerable. Maybe you had to, take your chances and go, well, if I'm hurt, I'm hurt. And that's what I'm saying is if you really want to see authentic love, look for those things. And you can see it in yourselves. And sometimes we don't give ourselves credit.
Right. Right.
And we should. Take some credit. It's okay. Let God tell you. Because he will if you listen. He'll give you a pat on the back. He does for me. And that's what I'm seeing. And then it kind of bleeds over into our relationship, which would be the eros part, the least part of it. We also have a phileo relationship, which is the brotherly love part. That's what we should have for all our neighbors. But what we've done, I think, is in our culture is we've downplayed that one. Brotherly love is amazing. If you really think about it, it's amazing. It's got all the attributes of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It's just for somebody else.
Yeah. I want to read 1 Corinthians 13:14 because it really, when you put love in this, this is radical love, and it's not a love that we're always seeing in our society.
Right.
Even in sometimes our marriages and relationships, love sometimes is self-serving and a little bit short-sighted. So let's look at what radical love really is. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be sealed. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. So, wow, that
yeah.
is...
And I can't help, I want to jump over to the next chapter, but we won't, because we'll start a biblical whatever. So, yeah, really think about that. That's the kind of love Jesus talked about when he said the second is like unto the first, that you love your neighbor as yourself. But it's a phileo love, but it's an agape love at the same time.
It is.
And that's the part I'm learning, is they kind of start to all kind of intermingle after you keep practicing. And I'm still practicing.
So. Well, we all are. None of us. And that's why, you know, a lot of people...
Somebody's giving his heart.
Yeah, Sonia, and I think my daughter's watching. Thank you, guys. Well, but, you know, love is all those things, like you said in 1 Corinthians, but love tests you.
Yes.
To be that person, to be that money, even in a marriage relationship, love tests you somehow.
God loves to put us in those situations,
yeah.
And we got to practice what we preach.
Yeah.
You know, if you're praying to God, be careful what you ask for.
Right. Because you have to, you know, be patient.
Right.
Be kind, be forthright, be all of these things in a marriage, just bringing it into that marriage thing, giving, forgiving.
That's fine, and I'm sorry. I
yeah, well,
but that's my point, and we bounce off each other. We know it. So.
Yeah.
That's my point is I think what's happening for me is the three loves are just kind of doing that, and they're all kind of working together, and I love it. I mean, I think it's making me more Christ-like, and I'm excited about it. And I don't mind hearing from the Lord, you blew that one. Because
yeah.
That's how you learn, folks.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, and I feel like really when you talk about this love as in the 1 Corinthians, it is a Christ-like love.
Oh, amen.
So it's a serving kind of love. So if you cannot be a servant, can you provide that radical kind of love? You know, can you love when you've been tested? Can you love when you've been wronged? Can you love when you are the person that is wrong?
Right. Can you admit it and say, I'm sorry? I mean,
yeah.
These are all the tests God puts us in. But if you will always keep those, here's what we're learning. Those first two commandments, we live by them. And it is changing our lives when we have, I mean, we've lived out by them all our lives, but we're living by them different now. It's hard to explain. There's more faith and less doubt. I think that's it in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
And the less doubt we have, now we're starting to understand the verse. If you have the faith of a mustard seed, that means that kind of faith that has no doubt. And my prayer is dear, as a centurion, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief.
Yes.
And I same thing in the love area.
Yeah. In the love area, not only we talked about the love between husband and wife, but let's talk about the love between your fellow man.
How about the love for yourself? And we'll get there in a minute.
Yeah. The love between your fellow man is that love that is, you don't put yourself up here and everybody else down here. You see, we are all part of God.
And
we're all the essence of who we is. And so sometimes we judge people and we don't even know it. Sonia, thank you for being on the show.
Oh, Sonia,
isn't that beautiful? Love is being there for those that hurt or betrayed.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus loved Peter even though he was betrayed by him. Yes,
beautiful.
That is so true.
I want some more.
Oh, you got more here? Okay.
Well, if I, you know,
I
think I don't have any blood in my fingers. So we may have to look at that later, okay, Sonia?
Thank you.
Perfect point.
And being that this is Easter, the perfect love, that radical love.
Oh, yeah, good grief.
Jesus giving his life for us and dying on the cross and being loving to resurrect and come back to prove
and
that
help,
love.
And show us that he meant it.
Yes.
All
yes.
Once, and I'm not trying to get into spiritual dogma, okay, but once for all done, you know, I can go on, but
right.
I can't.
And, you know, very few of us can love that much, you know.
We're working on it,
yeah. Well, that's a work in progress for a lot of work in progress.
Well, it's always going to be, okay, because we're not Jesus.
Thank you for your life, consciously. Thank you for being on here. I'm going to have an opportunity to join you. We love it. We love it.
And watch out.
Yeah, anybody gets
old. If you're regular, you may be part of the show one day. Cause we love stories.
Yes.
We love stories. So, Sonia, watch out.
Yeah.
Same thing for Tanisha. I know Tanisha's been on here a bunch with you.
Yeah.
She's not been on here with me.
On the radio or the podcast.
On the podcast.
Yeah.
Right.
But anyway, just it is a great day to have talk about radical love on Easter, which is the
example. And I didn't really plan that.
Yeah,
I'll be honest with you.
It's a perfect example of a radical love. It really, you examine him sacrificing and his son. That's so hard to think that love is sacrificing. But sometimes love is sacrificing.
And I tell you, if you really practice empathy with the passion of Christ,
mm-hmm.
Wow, you will realize what a man he was. You will realize how psychologically strong he was.
Yes.
Because he was doing that in his flesh.
That is true.
Depending on the Holy Spirit. I'm sorry, that's my belief. And I look at him and go, I'd have stopped with the first lash myself. That'd be it. I'm done. He just kept
going. Well, yeah, I'm glad the world didn't depend on me for that.
Yeah, me either. We'd be in trouble.
We would be investing. God planned it. Thank God. Yeah, he did plan this. Yeah. He didn't realize it, but he did plan it. But as you examine love, it almost has to be radical.
Yeah.
To
really be biblical.
To really love people. To love yourself. To love
your
children.
The way Jesus talks about.
To love them the way Jesus talks about. In this day of society, it is radical when you think about it.
Well, that brings us back to our topic, and it's perfect leading, actually, is how do I recognize this radical love?
Mm.
Well, I hate to tell you, folks, but look at Jesus.
Yeah.
It hurts. It costs. Sometimes you're ostracized.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've had the guts to say, I love you in this way when society says I should. Or I don't love you this way when society says I should. And you've got to do what's right, what you believe. Yes, and as Sonia said, listen to the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
But I want to give you signs of radical love. And boy, there's no better one than why Jesus went there.
Yes.
It cost.
Yes.
He lost all his friends.
Yes.
I mean,
I'm
going to get emotional.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I mean, he had
nobody
but John and Mary.
Yeah.
And he wasn't sure of them, to be honest about it. Now, I think he was sure of Mary.
Yeah.
She's a mom.
Well, and then I think about Mary, that motherly love. What radical love
what that cost.
To see your child being put on a cross and blamed for things that you know that wasn't him. How much she had to...
If you try to imagine, it will break.
It does break your heart when you think about it.
If you really sit down and say, Lord, help me to understand what you did for me, break your heart.
Yeah. And so, you know, what were you saying about the signs of radical?
Well, you look at Jesus. But those are going to manifest in your life.
Yes.
When you practice this egotistical, not self-centered love, you're going to pay.
Yeah.
But listen, the pay is worth it. I can tell you it's worth every bit of it, whether it's time or pain. Right, Randy? That's why our quality is going up, because we've had a lot of time with this.
Yeah.
And we now know God's faithful.
Yeah.
We know he's going to do best.
In radical love, I feel like I'm getting it, but I haven't got it entirely. I've learned to love radically. I'm learning to love radically.
Talking about Mary.
Yes. And so I haven't totally captured it, not 51 years old, but I feel like I'm getting a better grasp.
Yeah.
It's loving somebody even when they have wronged you. It's forgiving them. It's giving them grace, just like God gives us. When you know you may not get it now. Think how many times God said, you don't get it. And so I'm just going to sit right here until you get it.
Yep.
It is,
and we're praying for you guys.
Right, yes.
And we will pray for you when this show is over.
Well, and I'm just saying, that's how God feels about us. You don't have it. He knows we don't have it. He's radical love. We can say all this.
Oh, how does he love us? Oh.
Yes.
Radical in every way.
We don't really have, we can grasp the concept, but it's difficult to walk the concept.
Here's the best one. If you want to see radical love, think about this. Jesus, oh my gosh, I'm going to cry. Okay, too bad. Jesus and God had already been together in eternity as Father and Son.
Yes.
And he sent him away. And not only did he send him away, when he stepped up on the cross,
yes,
God had to turn his back on his Son. The Son that he's known for an eternity. Now that is sacrificial love. To me, that's the greatest sacrifice of all. Of everything that happened, I got to feel like that was the most painful for God.
Yes.
And Jesus. Well, what did he say? Did you hear? My God, why have you forsaken me? Because he was like, oh, this pain of separation is the greatest sacrifice.
Wow. And Sonny says she loved, and she's talking about Mary, she loved him through his pain and hers.
Yes.
She stayed by his side.
She was a mom.
No matter what. That's a mom. That mom loved. Wow. That's
a whole other topic.
Jesus.
Yes.
We love because of Jesus. And that, it really is.
It's almost impossible to understand this kind of love without a personal relationship with God. Now, for me, that's Jesus, Jehovah, and the Holy Spirit. But for those of you who have a different definition, it's hard to get this without spending time with someone who...
Without Jesus, but without that, the understanding and a relationship with God, Creator, I think it's a concept you can't really, even now, I love my husband, I love my children, I love everybody, but it is still a concept to love, when somebody makes you mad.
Oh, yeah.
To love when you're disappointed in somebody. To love when you feel like you have been wronged, but to still love and forgive that person.
To not hold the grudge.
To not hold the grudge.
To not say, okay, I'm going to forgive you, but I'll get you later.
Yeah. You say, well, I forgive you, but there's
still... But I ain't forgetting.
Yeah. Those are the things that in our humanness we have done. And then we look at our society today and the way we treat each other. It makes you wonder about radical love, too. But, I think the best thing that we can do is
keep practicing.
Keep practicing.
And keep asking God to reveal it, what it really means.
Yes.
Because it looks like it's going to take me a lifetime to get it.
And
that's okay.
And that's okay. I think that's what the whole thing about loving radically is that it may take a lifetime.
So we always want to leave you with the practical. So we gave you a couple ideas of what it would look like. And you can see this in others.
Yes.
I mean, I tell you, you want to see some radical love, look at the volunteers of your church who never look for a pat on the back, who clean commits. That is radical love. They don't look for any. They just want to serve God. That's radical love. And you can find these people. They're out there all over the place. But they're quiet. So we told you what it looks like. Now let me tell you a couple of secrets of how to determine in your own heart and mind. Did you do something and then get angry because it wasn't appreciated? Oops. Wrong motive.
Yeah.
I'm saying that because God's teaching me this. Did you give an offer advice and they didn't take it and it offended you? No. That's a sign that you're not doing it right. Can you think of a couple of any others?
Well, and not to, you know, really blind and
No.
Yeah, I'll share, but those aren't definitely
but
signs.
It's a way to police and see
and
judge yourself.
Oh,
gosh, yeah.
To serve each other and walk in forgiveness.
Amen.
Walk in forgiveness and grace. You know, to give each other grace and not be so easily offended.
And Linda's so much better this
time.
Oh,
no,
it's okay. No,
yeah.
We're not. But I want to share from their sakes that I have so much I'm still working on. And Linda's a little further down the line in some place.
I have seen some working on too. We both do.
I'm not saying you're perfect. I know.
Yes.
But I just, we're sharing with our...
We're sharing
honestly.
With you, honestly.
That's what
that's
we're trying to
do. But those are things into, to me, is to, like you see somebody on the street that is homeless, and, you know, to do something for them, is sometimes I walk past these people, I'm going to be honest.
I do too.
Either for safety, I'm not sure if I should.
It's wise.
Or do you give them some money? And I have done that too, I've given them money. You can't be connected.
No, you
where,
can't.
What they take that money for, they may go in the store and buy a bottle of wine, whatever. But you gave out of a loving heart.
And so it's so still good.
Yeah, you can't be connected to the outcome of what that is going to be.
It's all about motive.
So
that gives me great comfort because, frankly, I seldom give to people standing around like that. But every once in a while, I'll feel like the Lord's saying this one. And I give it to them, walk away, because it's not my problem what gets done with it. What's my problem is being obedient.
Yeah, I do. I know, Sonia, this is so hard.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe we should talk to you offline, Sonia.
Yeah. I don't want to read part of it, but she says, I love the man that hurt me and pray for him.
And I'm friends with some.
And I'm friends
that's,
with some.
That's the
that
kind of
the
love
radical
we're talking
love.
About. Forgive a husband.
Yes.
Whatever.
Amen. That's such an example. You know,
good
so
example.
Many people, she said we can read it, and we are then. Sonia said she was raped and molested when she was a kid, and then that she could love that the man or the person that hurt her and pray for them.
Amen.
That is radical love.
So
it really is.
And Sonia, who got set free?
Yeah.
You did.
You got and Sonia is a doula and has a
doula. Great.
So she is doing magnificent things and she's educating other doulas.
Well, she's on the show.
Yeah.
It's just a question of time.
And
she's talking about her doula stuff.
Yeah, we definitely want to invite you. We just try to get it together, but we got you. So you just took what God released all of that from you.
Right.
And allowed you to shop. You know, and sometimes when you're going through, sometimes when you, and I have been there, when you have been so hard, somebody has hurt you so badly that it almost takes your breath away.
It's consuming.
And you feel like, how am I going to get through this? I am here to tell you, you will get through. God has brought me through some tremendous things that would probably knock people on their feet. And today I can stand and say, I made it over. How did I make it over? I don't know.
Believe that you could forgive.
Yes.
Here's another. We want to leave you something practical. If you're having trouble forgiving somebody and you just don't feel it in your heart, I got a secret. Don't want to hear it? Act like it's so, even though it isn't so, and it will be so. I've practiced this many times. And I said, I'm going to act like I forgive them. And the feelings do come.
They do.
Have for me.
And
you've got one.
Yeah, believe those things that are not as though they were. That's the word. In that sometimes you have to live through the forgiveness. You almost decide almost be what you're not. You just still have to forgive in your heart. And you got to walk in that forgiveness. And each day it becomes better and more and more, a little more easier for you. I hate to say it because I've probably been ready too, and I practice with the person that did that. And it took me years. It took me years
and
to
for
get
you,
there.
And for you men and husbands out there, you can be hurt too.
Right.
You have to forgive too.
Yeah.
You've got to work on that like I've had to work on. Do I want to go find that person? I did. And I've never talked to Lynn. But that's not my job.
Right.
That is not my job.
And Wendy Dearborn, thank you. I just so appreciate you guys participating.
Yeah, thank you.
Wendy said you have to choose to want to go through it. And that is true. And
yes.
To want to get through it and then let go and allow God. It is a relief. It's a surrender. You have to surrender all of those emotions, all of that pain, which is good for you, but it's a process. It's so difficult. But you have to surrender all of that to God.
Amen.
Yeah.
And that's really what is driving Linda and I, is that we've said to her, Lord, I don't even care what we do as long as we do it together.
Yeah.
And we've given our desires to him, and he's given his desires to us. And it's taken a long time to develop that. It does, you know, I want to be encouraging. It is a choice. But you've got to walk in it for it to become real sometimes.
And the choice at the time that you choose to love and forgive radically, it may not feel good. I want to be there. If a joy comes in,
stick with it. It will come.
Stick with it. Because you know what? I've missed so many things with relationships and all that. And at this point in my life, I met Dave, and I was in my 50s. I had given up on men.
How are you? My 50s? No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was late 50s.
We met each other in our 50s and stuff, and God let us go
with
each other. And I wasn't even thinking I was going to be in another relationship.
We could go back and share all that with you guys in the details, but it's freaking amazing. I'm sorry. You just did.
It is
we are a match made in heaven. I have no doubt.
Yeah. And
I know that sounds egotistical, but God had to save two other people, so he had to put us together.
I think neither one of us were kind of like,
no, you weren't really looking.
We weren't really looking. So the whole two of the single women out there that think that you're not.
I was ready to be
single. Somebody in your 50s you probably don't think about that. But I just want to say that sometimes the joy that comes in the morning, the joy that comes when you least expect it, that's what you get.
It's so sweet, too. And it can come 9 o'clock in the car on the drive to work.
Yeah.
I tell you, when those things start happening, it's fun.
It is fun.
And they're happening where I go, oh, Lord, I forgot about that. You just answered that. I didn't even remember it. Thank you. You know? But now we get off. So let's go back to, so we describe what it looks like.
Yeah.
We describe a little bit how you can see it in yourself.
Yeah.
Now I want to give some encouragement. Okay.
Yes,
and now I can only come from the Christian standpoint, but wherever you come from, God is patient. He never quits loving you. You're right on schedule. He knows. He's in charge. Every time you think, oh my God, I'm not getting any better, hang in there. Hang in there. You are getting better, but it sometimes takes time.
It does.
And I love that. Remember, he that started good work in you will finish it. I am convinced of it.
I am the testimony.
I
am the testimony that he that started a good work in you will finish that work. If people ask themselves the question, what does it feel like or what do you want to feel like to be free of? Sometimes we're having a hard time
seeing the whole issue.
Whatever that is holding you back.
Anger,
bitterness.
That's what unforgiveness does.
Let that go. And so, just even talking about the physical part, when you hold on to that anger, bitterness, and all of that for somebody that has wronged you, physically we start feeling like high blood pressure, heart disease, me too. It's from holding all that in.
It will make you sick.
It will make you
and,
sick.
I mean, it's proven, folks. You can go look at stats, all kinds of stuff. It shows it over and over.
So really, radical love is healing.
It's helping.
It's helping. And it's healing, truly.
It really, in every way.
Yes, it is. So.
And it's a fun place to be when you can get there and stay there.
Yeah.
Right?
It
I mean,
really
it really is.
Is.
When, no, because here's the other beautiful thing about unforgiveness. Nobody can control it but you.
Right.
They can't not accept it or accept it. That's their choice.
Yeah.
You know, but you've done it. You're free.
Yeah.
Walk away. And if they accept it, beautiful. If you can restore everything, that's great. But you did your part.
Yeah.
And it's okay.
Yeah. Well, what do you have? Do you have anything else?
Other than I think this was a fun show.
It really was.
Folks, I'm going to share this with you. We pray about the show and we talk about it, you know, a few times during the week, but we trust God to show up, and He does, and He did. And He tells us, and He talks to us as we talk to you. And it's fun that we like coming in. I don't want to say unprepared, because we're as prepared as we're supposed to be.
Right.
And then we're supposed to let the Lord just do His thing. And He does.
And
then He brings in people with that add to it.
So we want to thank all of you that contributed on here, Wendy, my daughter Tanisha, that said something that commented, really helped us.
Thank you.
And thank you. We appreciate it. And then we just, it really is fun to see, to let God. It really is.
It becomes an adventure.
We might write a note or two down, or we know the topic, so we'll be there that way.
And that's really my job.
And he does it.
And I kind of give Linda a heads up.
But it is good when God shows up and just
it's
take
fun.
It over there, and he's all contributed.
It's really fun doing this show when we feel the Spirit bouncing back between us, and we did tonight.
And from you, thank you.
I
so
did.
Much.
And then we've got people contributing, which makes it fun. Which, by the way, guys, if you came in late, you can always follow the link on the post to the podcast, and there's a number shown there that you can dial in. But I'm going to give it to you in case you haven't seen it. It's 646-787-1589. And if you go to our podcast page, you'll also see a little more details about the podcast. So, you know, thank
you. And if you wanted to have a voice,
you call in over there, and we'll talk to you
We'll talk to you here, and we'll start, I don't know, I think you said the number, but we'll say the number at the beginning of the show.
I did.
So that you could call me and the voice to that.
Yes.
But you know, we are,
there you go. Thank you, Sonia. She's posting for us. I'm trying to do a better job of including you on stuff.
Yes, we do, and we appreciate that when, you know, we may have somebody call in, but we just appreciate, we're coming on here.
We're going to try to be very consistent.
Yeah, we are, and whatever brings up on our heart.
Yep,
we
let God take that as well.
So we are.
Thanks for the hearts, guys.
Yeah, we appreciate the hearts. But I think we've done what we can
do.
We just encourage all of us to, you know, one thing we didn't talk about was self-love.
Oh, yes, please.
Go
ahead.
I'm
going to let you start because this is very important.
I'm going to tell you that this sounds really weird, but it probably is in the last maybe 5 to 10 years that I have really started to love myself. I, as a mother, as a wife, as all of that, as a nurse, as a doula, and all of those things, have put everybody else's feelings and all that kind of stuff first. And when you were in those roles, you do, but I hadn't really thought about loving myself, or sometimes I didn't feel good about myself. So I think in the last 10 years, I've realized that, you know, what did they say on the airplane? You got to put your own oxygen mask on first before you can help somebody else.
Yep.
I had to realize that I had to love myself in order to really love others, because sometimes loving somebody radically is also sending boundaries that, hey, I'll let you go this far, but because I love me too, I won't let you go past this boundary. You know, we don't talk about that, but sometimes you can love somebody but know that there has to be healthy boundaries for that person. So I had to learn that after I began to love myself.
Now you've stricken two things in my head. The first one is, like you said, loving yourself. I've struggled with that. I'm still struggling with it. Fortunately, I have a wife who is willing to give me input, even though it's dangerous. We won't go there. You know, and I'm still working on it. But, yes, you got to love yourself. My biggest thing is forgiving yourself.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and not holding that on to something where you failed and just living in regret and shame. God didn't intend us to live that way.
Yeah.
Let go. God has.
Yeah.
You know, he has. He doesn't remember those things. I mean, we won't get into the biblical and all that. Okay, just not going there. But he treats us as if we're just as holy and righteous as Jesus. And we are. And that's the new thing for me to accept is I have given to me the righteousness of Christ.
Yeah.
I have it. I own it.
Yeah.
You know, that's a little different. I've always been taught he sees you through the righteousness. Now go back and look. He said it was given to me. It's mine. He doesn't look through the righteousness of Jesus. He looks at me.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I think that radical love can be learning to love yourself.
Amen.
Learning to love yourself enough to take care of yourself, your mental, emotional, and physical self. You know, and I had to learn that, you know, about taking care of myself is also love for myself. And it's not selfish love.
No.
It is a radical love, and that you, in order to love others,
you have to believe you're as important as anybody else.
Yes. You have to have that boundary of it's not selfish to care for self.
It's taking care of an instrument of God.
Right. And it's perseverance.
Perseverance.
Perseverance. Thank you. It's that taking care of self to give to others.
Okay. So
Simon said we need to be able to love ourselves. We can love radically. That's right. Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. And he's
And you know what?
I just got that.
See, you never know. Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you, Sonia. Yeah, and I've read that a thousand times. But you never know when God's going to go.
Let me peel that layer back. Let me peel that onion just a little bit more. And that's what we're enjoying is he seems to be peeling faster than ever.
Right.
And I think it all has to do with that real surrender where we've said, Lord, we don't even care.
Yes.
Just as long as you're in it with us.
Yeah.
We just don't want to be out there alone.
Yeah.
I don't. I know what that's like. Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we're done.
Did I say the two verses to encourage, you know, that once God started good work, he's going to finish it.
Yeah, you said that one.
And what was the other one was, darn it. Well, I gave you my motto, act like it's so, even though it isn't so, it will be so. Guys, you're on schedule. Don't beat yourself up about not being as far along as you want to be, because that's what I've done almost all my life. And I'm finally accepting I'm right where I'm supposed to be. And it's a lot easier to see at 64.
Yeah.
But hang in there and ask God to show it to you. He will.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, I think we should close because we can both. By the way, we're also trying to learn to shut up. It's time to shut up.
Yeah. I'm
going to pray. I really want to for this one. Lord, just speak to the hearts of anybody who listens to this, either live or in the coming weeks or years. I don't care. And touch them. Let them see how much you love them so that they can love themselves and then they can love like Jesus loved, the real, pure, honest, non-ego, I'm going to love you whether you like it or not attitude. That's what I want and that's what I want for all our listeners because it will set you free. Lord, set them free. That's my prayer. Set me free. Set us all free. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Hey, we'll see you next week. Thank you all so much for participating. You make it so much more fun.
Well, you feed us.
Thank you so much for participating.
And so you're part of the bouncing of the Holy Spirit, whether you realize it or not.
Definitely.
It bounces. It goes from one to the other, and the audience counts.
Yeah, I've seen it before. Yeah. Thank you, Jude. That was good. I'm so happy that finally. Thank you so much, Sonia.
We're going to try to be very, you know, even if we can't physically be here, we're going to schedule, you know, rebroadcast so that we're very, very consistent. That's my job. I got to do it, and I'm working on it.
Well, we appreciate all of you. Thank you, and
bye
to you next Sunday.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you're doing that. Can we focus? Oh, it's okay. I'm just trying to figure out in the episode is it working. It's sitting there. I'm going to take a chance. Of course, it can happen as it ends the show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to rebuild the hub page. Now, I guess we've lost our connection and everything when I do that. But
yeah.
That's okay. I want to try to get it stopped.
I'll just look at that extra there with the ball cover. It's probably still
broadcasting. Well, that's just killing it. I'm trying to redo it. See, it's having a problem. I'm trying to rebuild the same page. When you do this, you see, and it's not resolving. So I'm going to close and go back. That's what I think. I'm going to close and come back and make sure we finished it up, you know? Now, I don't know if it's because it knows it's us. Well, I want you to see something that is pretty darn encouraging, but I can't hardly believe it. I think it's because it knows it's me or you.
Mm-hmm.
Watch what happens. Oh, wait a minute. It's not. And then it stops. Dang it. I want you to see who comes up first. I'm not used to the keyboard anymore. Oop, dang it. So if anybody wants to find us, what happens? Now ignore all the crap. Oh, wait a minute, I didn't do it the way it did before. But see, we're in good company here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that happened. I don't even know what made that happen. There we are. We're not too far down.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
That's good.
So let me go make sure everything finished the way I wanted it to. If we're still recording, that's too bad.
I think
studio.